Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's Tuesday, 5 days before Christmas, Anthony. Isn't that exciting?
What?
Yeah.
Christmas. I don't really.
No, I know you don't.
Christmas is like all the things that I don't like.
Sure. Food.
Well, I like food, but okay. People.
Booze.
Family.
People being around me. Being bothered to participate in the delusions and rituals of other folks, mm-hmm. and then some grown man sneaking into my house.
Right, right. All of those things you're against.
Yeah, but I do like the food. I'm probably going to make a prime rib this weekend.
A lot of people have prime rib on Christmas. That's not unusual.
No.
That's not unusual. I'm away from the turkey. Like, turkey, fine for Thanksgiving. Let's not do it on Christmas. We usually do, like, ribs, like barbecue and shit.
I think turkeys are... completely useless.
Same.
Not interested in
the
turkey.
Only time that I've had a good one, and I did have one over Thanksgiving, was you were right, whoever said it back there, the spatchcock. We had a neighbor that actually spatchcock a turkey, and god damn it, that was the best. It was amazing.
It's a good time.
It was incredible.
I don't even know what that means.
Spatchcock.
It's where you cut it at the spine, mm-hmm. and then
Press it down.
Press it down and just grill the whole fucking thing.
Man, it was juicy. It had all the things.
Yeah.
Now that I could have over and over again, but yeah, we like to do like ribs on Christmas, something fun and flirty, you know. Also, all the gifts here. Speaking of which, I got some gifts in studio today. Bill Schofield, correct, was the one who sent this. Got some hats here that say "That'll Play."
What else? There's a bunch of hats in there. What are the other ones?
"That'll Play." Are they all the same? Or are they all different? No, I'll pull them out one by one, since it's Christmas.
They're all different, I think. There was one that was...
Shit. We got "Wait."
Yeah, that's me.
It's for you. Boom. You Rike It. That's for Jesse. That's RPR.
It's racist.
Of course it is.
Casual.
This one says "Old Pussy, New Boats." Is that Giorgio? There you go. Happy.
Is there one that says
"Happy Holidays"?
It's my turn on the good hole, because if we have a T-shirt on the website now with Rob Fox's quote, "It's my turn on the good hole."
On the good
might
hole,
have been
yeah.
Too late though. That was a recent development.
It was. Wait, stay here because this one's for Bob. This is a theater nerd for Bob. I like that one. This one says "Delco Elitist," so that's for Delco Dan, obviously. And then there's Big Cums, dude, for Jack Mandeville. Mm-hmm. Big Cums. Jack is
he's gone.
Is he here? Is he gone? Did he go somewhere?
He'll be here the week we get back, so I'll give it to him then.
Okay, perfect. And then what does this one say? "Minor League Studio Established 2022. And then I'll grab that for Jesse. Jesse's back there working. What do the t-shirts say? Oh, this is great.
Well, there's, I think that one says Pathway to Painel.
Pathway to Painel, and it's a concert shirt.
Yeah, I'm not sure what. I looked
up. Oh, the cities on the back are hilarious. Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm from. Greenville, South Carolina, where you're from. Paulsbow, Washington, where Jared's from. Ojai, California, where Jesse's from. Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That's where
Chapel Hill.
Giorgio.
Oh, Giorgio's from. That's right.
No,
that's
I'm right. not. That's a it's an incorrect t-shirt.
Well, Giorgio, do we have, do we really know where you're from?
That's close enough to where you fucking grew up. Who cares?
What do we got here? St. Louis, Missouri is also one of the concert stops. Delco, Pennsylvania. Wilmington, North Carolina. And Austin, Texas. Man, way to go, Schofield.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. What else we
are got they here? All Pathway to Painel shirts?
Yeah, these are all Pathway to Painel shirts in various sizes for nice. All of us. So, Merry Christmas, Bill Schofield. Cheers. Cheers to you, friend. This means a lot. These hats are actually nice, by the way. Big fan of these hats. I think we should have sent some to the White House press secretary today because, as you know, I've bitched about it on the show. I was unaware that they were still doing January 6th trials. Then they broke into to ABC, NBC, CBS, all that stuff, and we're showing it all day yesterday. I know this is going to come as a huge shock to a lot of people, and I hope I'm not the first one that is breaking this news to you. But the panel has recommended that they prosecute Donald John Trump.
For what? It's so stupid.
For inciting a riot, wow. Dan.
The law is very, very clear about inciting riots and violence. It's Brandenburg v. Ohio. It's already made its way through the Supreme Court, and nothing they've said in this panel has anything to do to any and nothing they've said in any way substantiates a claim that he could be held personally responsible for this
None.
In the legal process. It's absolutely not.
None.
This is just them. This is basically some kid. They just made a really stupid argument, and you were like, hey, everything you just said is stupid. And they're like, you know what? Fuck you. And then they walk out because they're walking out. They're losing the house now after this.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So
2 weeks is over.
That's what this is, just to be clear.
Yeah. The other thing, too, look, and you brought this up months ago here at this point, of if you read one more article that says, tomorrow they get Trump. Rob Reiner's account last
night. The walls
night.
Are closing in on Trump. No, they're not.
Rob Reiner on Twitter, who I fucking hate. That one was in my feed. I will say this. The Twitter algorithm is getting better, at least for me, about people I hate less in my algorithm, which is nice. But Rob Reiner still popped up and he goes, man, for those of you who are having a bad weekend, just remember, Monday's the day they prosecute Trump. It's never going to happen. Yep. You're not prosecuting Trump for anything. You're not going to prosecute a former president of anything. That's not going to happen in our lifetime.
He's also just going to die before you win anything.
All of this. Like
he's fucking almost 80, and no trial like that against a billionaire is going to take a short amount of time.
No, and I mean, even like Drudge Report here, they're like, oh, next, the tax returns. You've never gotten those tax returns in, what, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it was. You're grasping at straws here, and I don't really get why. And here's where I'm going with this. You had a pretty decent run at midterms, right? We all thought it was going to be a bloodbath. I'm still shocked that people voted Democrat during that, but whatever, man, they did. Now, Republicans did take the House, and that's going to switch, and all these GA6 trials will then turn to Hunter Biden trials, probably an impeachment for Afghanistan, the pullout in Afghanistan, all that other stuff. Everybody's going to be so mad about it. We've gone through 2 years of January 6 trials with literally no results. Nothing has changed here. And even the one guy that you had in 800 videos, Ray Epps, that was the one guy who didn't get called to any of this shit. The one person that I saw on videotape that was like, we're storming the Capitol. Let's come on. That guy didn't testify for some reason. They felt that it was a moot point.
Yeah. Let me just to be, clear about what you're saying right now. If Trump telling like what Trump said to people was, I think there was something weird that happened in this election. I'm not going to let your voices be unheard. And blah, blah, blah. And one of the tweets included the statement, go home. Right?
Yeah.
Ray Epps was standing in the crowd yelling for people to storm the Capitol.
Over and over.
So if anybody is guilty of what they're saying, it's literally Ray Epps.
But apparently he has nothing to do with it or wasn't there. I don't understand anything that's going on with that whole fucking situation. I know nothing about Ray Epps, by the way, except for the name trending on Twitter. And I've seen him in the videos, obviously. I don't know if he was a Fed planted there or whatever the speculation is. Either way, how about we just interview that guy? Because that was the guy that I kept seeing over and over again chanting about going to storm in the fucking Capitol. Fine.
He should storm these nuts.
He should. And again, we're still on trial and still talking about this over and over and over again. And then this morning, Bob, if you can pull up the clip with the dumbest White House press secretary we've ever had in the history of this country. She goes on this morning. Was this provoked or unprovoked that she said this comments? Because it's so fucking wild to me that I want to understand the context. I just don't know what it is. Play the clip real quick, Bob.
So I'll first say, and you've heard me say this many times, and the president as well, we've been very clear from the beginning that what we saw on January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And the president has been very clear. Our democracy continues and remains under threat, and we all have a part to protect it. The committee has been doing important bipartisan work to get to the truth of what happened on that very day. So we can make sure that that doesn't happen again. So I'll leave it there.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's so fucking insane to me that this woman has a job that, like, because again, it didn't seem provoked by anything. The context of it, whatever the question was, you comparing January 6th to the Civil War. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But there's a couple events in between that come to mind, like Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Was January 6th worse than either of those?
Well, maybe she's referring just to internal threats, right? So,
okay.
The Civil War, 620,000 Americans died.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And on January 6th, one did.
Okay.
Right? Like a cop had a heart attack or some shit.
Yes.
But one woman got murdered by Capitol Police.
Correct. Yes.
That's what happened. So, yeah. You know,
look. Not to say that wasn't deserved, because look, if an officer says don't come through the fucking glass, you can't come through the fucking glass into where the politicians are. Right.
And maybe you can't just measure a quote unquote threat to democracy, whatever that is. I mean, that's just a buzz phrase that people use that's how you casually call somebody a Nazi or a terrorist now.
Yeah.
Or a violent extremist or whatever. But even if you can't measure it in that, I would say that things like Nixon spying on the DNC and using federal agencies to do that, or the decades of the FBI collecting information on politicians on both sides, members of the community, social movements, social justice movements, business people, and leveraging it against them to get their way, that might be more of a threat to our democracy than to our constitutional republic than, you know, 400 retards trespassing.
Well, what about when all the cities burned down? Was that not a threat to democracy, or was that just kind of having fun over the summer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that like a summer fling that we just had and everybody went out to the streets to kind of celebrate summer?
Or maybe, you know, the FBI since 2015 or so, actively colluding against first a candidate for the president of the United States, then the actual sitting president, then the president-elect, then the sitting president for 4 years, and then that president during his candidacy as well. And then, you know, taking money from the federal government spent $3 million on Twitter to buy access on Twitter.
I saw that. I saw those numbers. It was $3.145 million. And the Twitter employees were amped about it. They were like, hey, dude, we're getting paid for this.
Yeah, so the top-level federal agency to police the United States was colluding with tech companies and the intelligence community to censor a story that would have kept their preferred guy out of office and kept the current guy in office. And you're telling me that 400 fucking wall-eyed dummies walking through stanchions in the Capitol with maybe 10 that actually did something truly violent. That's the threat. Not the fucking institutions in the United States meant to protect us working actively against us to overturn our will. Like, well, let me ask you this. Let's say the Capitol riot happened exactly like whomever wanted it to happen happened. What was the result? Where's the loss of democracy exactly? How are they displacing people's votes? Like, I know they were trying to stop the certification of the voter, whatever the fuck, but it would have happened like 3 hours later. It's not like they were going to capture the White House. This isn't a fucking video game. It's not capture the flag. You don't own territory. It's not fucking San Andreas. Mm-hmm. You don't own territory, right? Just because you fucking tagged it or some shit. This is the way children think. It's fucking stupid. But an actual threat to democracy is the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and the CIA rigging a fucking presidential election.
Yeah.
Like the democracy that you're talking about, the voting, that's what categorizes the democracy. And these are the motherfuckers that did the whole thing. And then they're trying to tell, this is like the biggest gaslighting in human history.
Why has nobody asked her in one of these pressers what she thinks and what Biden thinks of the Twitter files or any of that stuff?
Oh, man. I assume
would they just not allow them to ask the question?
Well, the only person in mainstream media even talking about it is Tucker Carlson. Even the other hosts on Fox really aren't talking about it.
No.
Jesse Waters does a little bit, but fucking Hannity's not.
It's strange.
I know exactly why that is.
Oh, you know why?
Yeah, because Fox News' audience isn't fucking on Twitter. What is that to a 60-year-old person?
Maybe.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
Like, they probably barely understand it.
Tucker's
got a younger audience.
Well,
oh my god.
Yeah, the news is the news as a whole. That. Yeah, the news as a whole, by the way, is traditionally an older demographic. So I understand that.
I don't because it's pretty easy to tell all these fucking Trump voters that hey, these suspicions you had that the federal government was telling social media companies what to do. You don't have to limit it to Twitter. As a matter of fact, Twitter is barely the story. The story is that the federal government not only was doing this shit, but had a very calculated and organized means of doing it, which means they were doing it in other social media avenues as well. Mm-hmm. And not just social media, but search. So when you hear some news about something and you want to go quote unquote do your own research, which I encourage people to do, and you go to Google to do it, and you type in a phrase, and it says, results are changing fast. Mm-hmm. That's censorship. That's the federal government stopping you from searching for shit that you want to find so you can educate yourself, right?
Yeah.
It's criminal. These are very basic First Amendment violations that should be unconscionable to anybody that gives a fuck about this country. And they don't care about the country. Neither side does. They care about winning.
I have a broader question here. I read an article this morning. I'd mentioned Bob Iger taking over Disney. I thought it was potentially to maybe sell to like a Netflix or an Apple or something like that, right? Turns out it was something different, which we'll get to in a second here. But the broader question I have is news overall as a whole, just dying in general, and will it exist? You and I talked about the CNN thing yesterday. Today, with Bob Iger and Disney, he was told to sell off ABC and ESPN. Now, ESPN, I understand, it's sports, it's its own platform. It has nothing to do with the Disney IP. ABC itself is mostly like scripted shows, but all the sports is going other avenues and all this other shit. And then news. Mm. There's a lot of news on ABC. Is news as a whole just going to die throughout? Because Fox is the only one that has actual ratings anymore that are still worth it enough advertising-wise to put on the air. Will all of news just kind of go away at a certain point? Because it is an older demographic, as Bob said. They are dying off. And as we get to our generation, will we care? And are we so fucking jaded by the news anyways that we don't even bother to really turn it on anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the news exists now. I think it's just propaganda.
That's what I think. So every time I watch it, I can tell.
Well, you don't have to think that anymore. We know it for a fucking fact now. There are some outliers from time to time, but, you know, Fox is serving its own interests and all the other channels, all the broadcast networks, and every major fucking news organization except for Fox is an outlet. It's a part of the PR department for the Democratic Party. And that's very clear. Not only the Democratic Party, but the FBI, the CIA, and Department of Homeland Security. They're all involved in manipulating these fucking messages. There's...
they are, but here's what I find super interesting about all of it, right? Especially with CNN and with this ABC story that's happening now. They're publicly traded companies, so you still have to report profits and losses and all that other shit, right? When news is no longer profitable, you're seeing exactly what happens at a network like CNN where everybody gets laid off. You're trying to reinvent a news network to keep it relevant and just on the air, right? At this point, Disney's now being told to sell off ABC to get rid of all of that shit. When it is no longer profitable, is it all gone then?
No,
because for Fox, it is.
Here's what I think will happen. I think that rhinos and leftists will make the case at some point in the next 5 to 10 years that the news is too big to fail. We have to prop it up some way because it's too important to our democracy, which we're not a democracy. I think they'll make that point, and then government subsidies will keep them afloat. That's what I think.
Like PBS?
Yeah, but...
Or NPR, I guess?
Both.
Okay.
And indirectly in some cases, too. So it'll like... I mean, how much money did the government spend on the three broadcast networks running COVID ads?
COVID ads, the January 6th trials, all that shit. I mean, it's so fucking expensive to buy out primetime and early morning time like they're buying out just for January 6th. COVID ads, who fucking knows?
Yeah, they're not going to let... This is
who
a
knows?
This is an informational and influence peddling cash cow for the federal government. They're not going to let that go away. That's what I think. And it's just going to... Like, it's very obviously... it's very obviously propaganda... And they just keep doubling down on it and saying it's not, which may, that's how you know it is, right? and the COVID ads, we actually had one run on one of our shows last week.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were still doing this shit, and we lit the fucking advertiser up for it for putting that shit on our network.
Yeah, and here's what we found out is there, on the advertising box, there isn't a thing for COVID, right? Or COVID ads on there. And they can kind of pop in these ads, and you're like, who's still getting COVID shots? Like, nobody talks about COVID anymore.
No. I mean, some states, New York and California, are talking about putting masks back on right now.
Yes.
And it's like, pfft, dude.
I don't live there, and it's like, dude, it's like, I can check the fuck out of that.
You're using fucking Beta Max at that point.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But, you know, this is all fucking stupid, and it's... There's a lot of different things going on right now. First is the obvious stuff that we've learned this week that we didn't learn, but we was confirmed this week that the federal government, the executive branch specifically, the intelligence agencies, every single one of them, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, so the largest employer in the entire country, is colluding with private companies to censor Americans. We know that now, right? We know it for sure.
We know how much they got paid, too. I mean, to the exact cent.
But then there's, you know, just like there's always going to be bad actors in any kind of institution or society that you have to deal with. And when you have weak ass leadership like Joe Biden in office or the Congress that we've had over the last 10 years or so that are just completely full of shit. The Republicans haven't done anything conservative in 30 or 40 years. You know what I mean? So. When you don't have the guardrails that keep those bad actors from influencing shit too much, they have all the influence. And we're seeing it now. here's some breaking news. You haven't heard about this yet because it hasn't been announced by the media, but my contacts at certain places told me that two American citizens who were in the hands of the Taliban have been rescued in Afghanistan today.
Okay.
Right? They've been there for a while, I guess, since, let's see, a year and 3 months?
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
August of last fucking year. Obviously, that's great that they're out, and we'll update you on the condition and identity of the two as those details become available or are publicly available. I know from sources familiar with the situation that the Biden administration has been dragging its feet on this and other rescue operations for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe they're just incompetent. Maybe something else. I don't know. But it's nothing new. They left thousands of Americans and Afghani partners to die in Afghanistan at the hands of the Taliban. And I guess the only thing that makes sense to me is that it's a taboo subject or they don't want to spend their political capital. But meanwhile, they've been busy prioritizing getting black lesbians out of prison for crimes they actually committed instead of bringing our fucking people home.
Yeah.
Right. But frankly, that's not the worst of it. The worst part of this situation is that, excuse me, I've also heard from my sources that there are family members, parents of active duty United States service members, people in our military with security clearances, by the way, who are currently at this moment being held by the Taliban. And after today's operation, the unfortunate reality is these people will probably never return home because the Taliban is going to be pissed and they're going to get fucking whacked for it because of our incompetence. This administration, through their fucking cowardice and incompetence, has cost untold American and Afghani lives and has routinely shown a complete disregard for American lives, unless you're the right demographic or unless you're the right political bend. They're playing identity politics with people's fucking lives and people are dying because of it. And this is exactly why we should expect, or exactly what we should expect, rather, from the fucking State Department that was in charge of the Afghan withdrawal in the first place. They are incompetent pieces of shit that decided to do all this dumb stuff that doesn't make any sense, leave people hanging out to dry, and then it was time to fucking flex a little muscle. They chose. They weren't forced, they chose to take Brittany Griner over a United States Marine. These are the people that fucking our elected leaders have put in place. This is an unconscionable fucking mess that we've gotten ourselves in. And, you know, anybody that I don't like to get too deep into political absolutism. It's like there's a lot of nuance in politics, but right now, if you're a fucking supporter of the Democratic Party or a Biden supporter or somebody like that, you to me are a fucking piece of shit. Right? That's it.
Yeah, I mean, with this Paul Whelan thing, that's the former Marine you mentioned who's over in Russia. When does he come home?
Good question. I don't know. But this betrays a larger issue about how this administration is. But remember who Trump was getting out of jail? Fucking rappers and shit.
Yeah.
Anybody, any American that was captured overseas somewhere.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, that's like who, that's, just bring it to Trump's attention. And because of how American he feels or his ego or whatever it is, he's like, fuck that, we're getting our people home.
Yeah. 6 days ASAP.
His name is ASAP. That's kind of what you expect out of a president. I don't expect to agree with all of them. I expect them to uphold American values and fight to the goddamn death for our ideals, our way of life, and our people. That's what I expect from these people. But right now, there's a young man named Abdul Wasi Safi. And you may have heard of him through some posts I've made or Save Our Allies have made. He was an Afghan special forces officer for years. Was trained by and worked closely with United States forces for a long time. Served honorably alongside U.S. Green Berets fighting the brutal advances of the Taliban. And now he escaped Afghanistan on his own. Tried to make his way into the U.S. and they cut off all the SIVs, right? The special immigrant visas. Mm-hmm. So he was just fucked. Tried to make his way through the Mexico border and was detained. He's in Texas, detained right now. And the United States government, I believe early next week, is going to deport him back to the Taliban. So this man that served his country and served our interests in his country, was an ally of ours for decades, is now going to be sent back to the Taliban to be executed. Meanwhile, we have a fucking border situation. Remember, in this same stupid bitch that we were just listening to at a press conference this morning said that the open border is a myth.
Yeah.
5,000 fucking people just walked across our border the other day.
In El Paso, yeah.
There's 5,000 people in detention, illegal immigrants in detention in El Paso right now. The mayor of El Paso walked out of a press conference the other day because somebody had the temerity to challenge him on the lies he was telling and saying, hey, here's video of people popping up out of fucking manhole covers.
Yeah.
Sneaking into our country.
Do you know where they're putting him, by the way?
Yeah, they're going to...
They're in the airport.
They're putting them in the airport, and they've activated military people and taken their holiday leave away to come fucking look after them.
Correct. That's so, Bob, if you can pull up the pictures of the El Paso airport. I saw these pictures yesterday, and it was shocking. I was like, oh, fuck. That is actual immigrants just sleeping in the fucking airport. Mm-hmm. it looked like Tom Hanks in the terminal, except there was like 5,000 of them. Yeah, you can pop that picture up there. There you
go.
Or that video. It's a great video. There you go. Boom. So this is the El Paso airport. That's typically where you would buy your magazines, maybe get a t-shirt for the kids, a stuffed animal for the way home.
That is a better use of a Hudson News.
Yeah, I agree.
This is what we do for people who have done nothing for us, who are just coming here to take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. All they're doing is coming here to take from us. Right. And somebody who has fought and bled for us, we send him home to get murdered by the fucking Taliban. He came here to claim asylum. Right.
Yeah.
And instead, he is literally he's not at the airport.
No,
he's not at the airport. He's in a fucking detention facility. And within the next week, he's going to get fucking deported back to Afghanistan and the Taliban is going to murder him. And that's what you get for teaming up with the fucking United States. Now, you have to wonder what all this shit is really about. One of the common theories is that the Democrats want more voters or something, but the aggregate data from this suggests after several years of immigration, I've verified this data through the CBP, these people have no interest in immigrating. So these influxes started in the middle 2010s under Obama,
mm-hmm.
right? around 2013 or so, and it's been going on for about a decade now. They're not applying for green cards. They're not applying for citizenship. They're just disappearing into the ether, yeah. working off the grid and sending all the money back home. They are fucking leeches that are stealing from our fucking country, yeah. right? But then a man like this who has the fucking balls to fight against actual evil, and that's what the Taliban is, actual evil. We should have nuked these people off the fucking face of the earth. We send him back to die.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And looking at this footage, like, I was unaware how far that stretched. Jesus Christ. I mean, if you put him in a Chick-fil-A, I think people would rage, Bob. But, you know, Hudson News, maybe not. Maybe not.
If you're out there, go to Save Our Allies Instagram and find the get the information. And if you would, send make a phone call, send an email, do something, tweet to your fucking local representative and tell them what the fuck's happening here, because this guy's going to be dead in about a week or two if we don't do something.
Yeah, I haven't heard this. Will you post a picture and all that stuff on yours?
Mm-hmm.
And Drinking Bros podcast and all that stuff? We'll switch over to a weird political dinner date last night. This is super odd. Kellyanne Conway, who you'll remember, who worked for Donald Trump, had dinner with disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo last night at a very nice upscale Italian restaurant. And this is really fucking odd. They're saying that it is not romantic, but the two of them getting together and having dinner makes zero sense whatsoever in the middle of New York. It's very, very odd. Pull up the photo. They're even leaving like a Hollywood couple here out of a thing. There you go, Bob. Look at that. Look at how happy the two of them are.
Isn't she married?
She's married, but...
She's married to a guy that really hates Trump, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And not a great family situation. Her husband is like on the opposite side politically, which that in and of itself doesn't matter, but they're like very aggressive about it. You know what I mean?
He was one of the founders of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, they play out. They literally like argue with each other on the internet and shit like that. And then her daughter obviously has been TikToking some things for years that...
Yeah, her daughter's a real piece of shit.
Yep.
Like what kind of fucking kid calls their parent out for shit like that in public? I mean, it's very fucking bizarre.
It's bizarre. The two of them are bizarre. This fucking dinner meeting's bizarre. Like, what goes on here? Is this maybe going to be some potential talk show or something like that? I mean, at this point, you know, Cuomo can't run again. Let's face it. He's out of there. I don't know what she's going to do. But she's still reported as married and still a Trump supporter. And obviously... She's married to one of the biggest Trump critics of all time. Now, him, what's his sitch? Is he divorced in real life or is he still married here?
Well, he's Italian.
Okay. According to her, it says, what's the common grounds? The policy portfolio included nonpartisan issues like veterans, the drug crisis, and look to re-engage on some work that is required to cross the aisle, and sharing the meeting with them was why And then I guess he's going to have Christie dinner with Governor Christie next week about the same. Is he trying to gear up for another run?
I think she just wanted kind of more of an alpha. Let's just do a little compare and contrast here.
Oh, bro. Her husband is the fucking biggest cuck of all time.
Yeah.
George Conway.
There's no chin here.
Look at that guy, dude. Boop. Holy shit.
Look at this. I mean, Andrew Cuomo might be a Democrat, but he's going to be like good and mean to you in bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, he's already got a fucking cast on right there.
Yeah. He's going to spit on you.
Yeah. He's choked somebody.
This guy is like asked permission to keep doing doggy in the middle of doggy. So he's like, you don't feel like a dog, right? We're still okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Are we still okay? Okay. Are we still good? Yeah.
Great.
He checks in for consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sure does.
Every third pump.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Yeah. Is this okay? But a source says they've known each other for 20 years. Maybe. Who fucking knows? But they were drinking for 2 hours, drinking wine.
Let me ask you this.
Having some fun.
If Bob Costas was hanging out with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've known him for 40 years. Okay. Cool. Man. That's not really an excuse to continue. Just because you've done something already doesn't mean it's... That's just,
you know, the weird thing is Bob Costas has known him longer. He's known OJ longer.
I guess 50. Yeah.
If the two of them got together for dinner, I don't think Bob would be able to hold back. He'd be like, look, I fucking know you killed them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You definitely did. And for the bunch of you guys who have hit us up of OJ was on Full Send podcast. We chatted with OJ last year about doing the show and, we couldn't ask him about the murders and shit, so we would have gotten the same response that went on during Full Send podcast. So what's the point there? Unless he was willing to have a real conversation about it, you know?
Yeah.
Unless he knew who the real killers were all along.
Well, he's, you know.
He's still working on it.
He tried to hint at that. It was really funny. He's like, said something about how does it feel to be the only person to know the truth? He goes, well, there's somebody else that knows the truth.
Yep. Yep. There sure is.
No.
There sure is.
I mean, unless he means his son, which is what Cyril Wecht believes.
Yeah, and I think he brought up maybe a cook, because he goes, I've heard of some cook or something like that. I've never heard of that story before.
Like, at this point, you just have to, at the very least, hold him accountable for being terrible at finding the real murderers.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/... Drinking Bros. It's too late if you're trying to get a mattress for Christmas. However, you can get one for New Year's, and that's a nice, nice bed to bone on for New Year's. Bring in the New Year's, right? Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. That bundle package, I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more. Once you have it, you'll never go back. It's amazing. 40% off, adjustable base and the mattress combined together, you get 40% off. It's got split king option in case one of you goes to sleep before the other one. It's got USB ports, flashlights, super sleek remote controls. If you get that split king, you get two. If you get just the standard one, you get one. Big fan. Again, I've had it for 3+ years at my house. Once you have it, you will never go back. Get it for New Year's. Ring in the New Year's right. Now, if you want just a mattress, if you're saying to yourself, Ross, I've already got that, you big dumb dumb, take you and your big dumb dick out of here. Well, you get a mattress for 30% off and 2 free luxury pillows right now. And pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress over at ghostbed.com. While you're there, peruse the store and fill up the cart as high as it'll go. Put in the sheets. I highly recommend the sheets. I love the fucking sheets. I've got them on all my bed. I feel like Trump. I've got them in every room. I've got them in all the things. I really do, though. I love the sheets. They're amazing. They're kind of like form-fitting boxers, like Sean Johns or something like that. They never come off the goddamn mattress. I love that. The cover is very nice. It's sitting here on our desk right now. In case you got kids or if you're doing butt stuff, the cover's great. And they've got a weighted blanket that helps you sleep for 90 hours. Now, when you check out there, no matter what you put in the cart, you're going to scroll down and see the 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box, and all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with this whole shebang, and you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Also, this episode is brought to you by EuroOptic.com. For over 20 years, EuroOptic has been supplying premium optics, firearms, hunting apparel, and outdoor gear to individuals around the world. EuroOptic is a veteran-owned company based in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, and their dedicated team of customer service and sales reps are composed of hunters, shooters, and outdoors enthusiasts, all with firsthand knowledge of the gear they offer. Now, if you're familiar with EuroOptic, you already know that they have the fastest shipping than any other website on the planet. With their red shipping, you will get your purchase shipped the same day, and it'll be on your doorstep in 1 to 2 days for free. All you got to do, look for the red logo on most of their optics and gear, and you're good to go. Plus, just in time for deer season, EuroOptic is offering our listeners a discount on Vortex products. So, use promo code DB10 to save 10% on all regular priced Vortex products. EuroOptic and Vortex are supporting us, so we ask you to support them, or at least let them know you're listening by heading over to EuroOptic.com/drinkingbros. That is EuroOptic.com/drinkingbros today, and use that promo code DB10 to save 10% off on all regular priced Vortex products. Last but not least, HardAFSeltzer.com. Shipping to 41 states. The new flavors are out. And my God, are they selling out quickly. We've got plenty in stock, luckily. We knew how good the new flavors were. The pina colada and the watermelon. Everybody's drinking the fuck out of these goddamn things. So we're good. The lag time in Florida right now, if a store is sold out, is usually like 24 hours. Boom, they're back in stock. They keep ordering. Tennessee's a little behind. I'm not gonna lie to you there. So if it's sold out of your favorite store in Tennessee, talk to the clerk and just say, hey, dude, put some fucking Hard AF Seltzer back on the shelves, damn it. And they will, but they need to hear from you. Tell them you want the Hard AF Seltzer back on the stores. Tell the manager. Tell Best Brands you need it back on there, and they'll restock it pretty quickly. Florida, though, is keeping up at a good pace right now. And we're with the largest booze distributor in the Southeast down there. The stores are totally awesome down there, and they're in every single one of those stores. So you can walk in and grab them. They're regular price, same as like a White Claw or any of that bullshit, except we're 8%, damn it. We're 8, and it's going straight to your fucking dome. Appreciate the love for all the new flavors. We love them just as much as you do. Also, if you're not in one of those two states, we ship to 41 states, and you can get the new flavors shipped directly to your house by going to hardafseltzer.com today. We ship to 41 states, and if you're in Tennessee or Florida, pop open the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Just type in your city or zip code. It doesn't even matter if you're driving, and it'll take you directly to the closest store. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the Night Night Gummies, as I call them, the Sleepy Time Gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. Gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Yeah, I mean, he's a horrible detective.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's terrible at that.
Whether or not you believe he killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Goldman or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, what were you saying yesterday? I did want to bring it up. I think because it was during the McIsaac episode. Oh, about how no one believes McIsaac because of his beret.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They think he's fucked up because of his beret. Yeah, yeah. That was a Family Guy bit about Ron Goldman's dad.
His mustache. You know how much mustache wax I could buy with that?
Yeah. They're like, it was the mustache. That's why we didn't win the trial. It was distracting.
I know.
Yeah. I believe the Mythbusters guy.
I got so many DMs about that yesterday's show because, look, a lot of it was from the audio listeners. Because the guy was very well spoken. I believed all the shit that he said yesterday. Like, I didn't find that guy odd other than his appearance. But when you trot out there in an appearance like that and you're wearing a fucking hat that looks like you're Payne Stewart, like, it's tough. Optics are tough on that one. But that guy was telling the truth for sure. That was a fucking awesome show yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, a bunch of people hit me up about that as well. Great show. The guy was very intelligent. Watched the video on, it was Patreon, right? We did it on Patreon. Watched it on Patreon because it would have gotten ripped from YouTube for sure. But I didn't find anything odd about that guy other than his hat.
It is the type of thing, too, where, you know, like he sounded like totally credible, smart guy, everything. But it is the type of thing, I guarantee you, like Trump's team saw a picture of him and they were like,
nope.
Yeah,
come on, I know. Man.
But they saw a picture of fucking Nick Fuentes and just let that bitch right in the fucking door.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Pop up a picture of Nick Fuentes real quick here.
Little rat face cunt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Speaking of cunts, by the way, there's this omnibus bill that's going to get passed today with another $45 billion going to Ukraine.
Stop it, dude. Yep.
But it also has...
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. There's also... Hold on, let me look it up and make sure I'm...
In the meantime, here's this living doll. He actually looks like the fucking Goosebumps ventriloquist doll. Not a living dummy.
He looks like a fucking... Remember that episode of the Brady Bunch when Bobby Brady's voice kept changing and he was trying to talk?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like it's that, but Adam's kid.
Yeah.
Munster, I'm sorry.
Munster?
Yeah, Eddie Munster, yeah.
Did this guy hire Sean to produce his podcast?
Probably.
Pop it up.
I don't know. He hates Mexicans, so probably not.
Yeah, look at that mic. Remember that microphone? That was the first one we ever had.
But also, so does Sean.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, fair enough.
Somebody said it looks like an older Bob. Pop it up one more time.
It's maybe like Bob's angry cousin who's always been jealous of Bob.
Don't put that on Rob.
I don't want to. It's in the chat. What am I going to do?
Fine. It's so fine. I've heard worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this omnibus bill, one, it's 4,155 pages. 4,155 pages. And they dropped it. The vote's today. And they dropped it on the fucking, they dropped it to everybody at 2 a.m.
Last night. Because everybody's up.
Right?
Yeah.
It's $1.7 trillion. $45 billion of that is for Ukraine. There's more. We're sending more money, some untold amount of millions, to Pakistan again for gender studies. Again.
Great.
We're doing that.
So Pakistan?
Yeah.
Sweet, dude. Because that's what I... Like, look, I don't really care what Americans think about gender studies, but I do care what Pakistan thinks.
The omnibus bill also gives a $400 million increase to Border Patrol, but prohibits it from being used to, quote, acquire, maintain, or extend border security tech and capabilities.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Sounds fine. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
$410 million goes to securing the borders of Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman.
Why? Are they having problems?
We're spending the same amount of money to secure the borders of Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman as we are to secure our own fucking border.
Yeah.
Seems weird to me. I don't know.
Does it? Egypt's got a lot of shit going on, I guess.
I don't give a fuck if Egypt exists tomorrow.
Me neither.
Honestly. I don't care about... I mean, I like Jordan. They're our best ally.
I didn't even care about the pyramids. A buddy of mine took a photo from there, and I was like, meh. I don't really need to see
Unless you can tell me how they were built, I don't give a fuck.
Me neither.
Like, I'll go look at them once, and it's like, all right, cool.
It's free labor.
It's tall rocks. There's no way that it was just free labor.
It was aliens.
There's stones on the step, pyramids especially. There's stones that are like fucking 80 to 150 feet up in the air.
Yeah, they have nothing but time.
That weigh 70 tons. Yeah, it takes more than time to move that shit. Yeah. 140,000 pound brick.
Why do you hate aliens so much, Delco?
It's not aliens.
I don't really fucking get it.
It's not aliens.
Have you watched Ancient Apocalypse yet?
Yeah, I have.
It's probably some previously more technologically advanced society. Not like us today with cell phones and shit like that, but with some kind of engineering apparatus that was able to move heavy shit like that. That's probably
you kind of lose me when you go mainstream archaeologist after every sentence.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still think aliens too had some. They put the finishing touches on.
That's not a mainstream archaeologist viewpoint. They don't believe that.
When you say the term mainstream archaeologist believe this, it kind of like throws me off.
Why? If the mainstream media believes things, do you believe that?
It's just a bullshit broad brush that you're painting.
I don't think that's a one-to-one comparison. I feel like archaeologists are a little more thorough than whoever is on CNN on any given day.
Do you really?
Archaeologists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like did you watch that series just out of curiosity?
I'm about like halfway through.
I tried.
So have you noticed there are multiple points on Earth that have been completely unobserved. They've never researched them, right? So there's like 80 different spots that have this same similar kind of building, and they've never been observed. For what reason? Like nobody's even trying to go look at them. And maybe it's a funding thing. Who knows?
This is just anti-Semitism, not giving the Jewish people their credit.
A lot of that popping up these days. Yeah, a lot of it popping up. By the way, that story you told at the top of the show just got released by CNN right now. So I'm looking at it. Did you see who they were?
As usual, I'm ahead of CNN. I know who they are, but what does CNN say?
CNN says that...
When I talked to my people earlier, the family didn't know yet, so I didn't want to put it out.
That's fine. One of them is an American filmmaker, Ivor Shearer, who was arrested along with his Afghan producer, Fazullah Fatsbegangst. I'm sure all of that pronunciation is correct. No need to fact check it. In August this year, while filming in Kabul, according to the Committee of Project Journalists, he was filming where a U.S. drone had killed an Al-Qaeda leader. So, I don't know. Those are the two that they wanted to get, though.
Wait,
out of everybody.
The two?
Yeah, the two people who got released.
Who was the other one?
They're not saying who the other one is yet. Mm. So, the only name they've released is the filmmaker. So we'll see. CNN is withholding the name of the second American at the request of the family at this time, which is what you did at the top of the show. The status of the Fazbakistan guy was not immediately clear, they said. Why those two, though, out of so many that are over there? That's an odd one to me. Two journalists, it seems like?
I can't really speak on that, but as far as why, unclear. All I know is that there's been... foot dragging, you know what I mean? Like they've slow rolled this whole situation and for no apparent reason, especially when there's other people that were able to be rescued that weren't for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was possible to get more people out and they chose not to for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Right. Two seems odd to me after reading this story. Mm-hmm. They also go on to say the images we've seen out of Afghanistan, the floggings. I actually just saw those this morning, but that was in regards to women speaking out against not being able to go to school for over 450 days.
Yeah, and we're in support of that. So
yeah,
every now and again, look, if you're an open minded enough person, you're going to intersect with the Taliban from time to time.
The public executions. Pardon me, the clear, blatant, violent, barbaric violations of human rights, of course, are of grave concern to all of us. They harken back to a prior era, to an era that no Afghan or Afghans certainly as a whole do not want to return in Afghanistan, that lacked opportunity, that lacked stability, that lacked security, that certainly lacked prosperity. This is according to the State Department spokesman Ned Price. In every engagement we have had with the Taliban, human rights is at the top of the agenda. It's not, though. We knew this was going to return as soon as we left that country. So I'm not shocked by anything I'm seeing out of there. It's been going on for thousands of years.
You know what I think the problem is?
What's up?
They're like, hey, man, human rights are important. And the Taliban's like, yeah, sure, okay. But they just don't realize they have different definitions of who a human being is.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Yeah. Taliban's like, yeah, no, our human beings go to school and listen to music and all that stuff.
Yeah, we should recognize that, too, because we made that same delineation with the Three-Fifths Compromise back in the day, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's they should have just said, look, except for the women. Now, the women don't have any rights.
Well, they're not
whatsoever,
humans.
So.
Right.
Yeah, apparently not.
Like, you can fudge the numbers a lot of different ways.
And the flogging videos that are being posted right now on Twitter today are gnarly. I mean, it makes it look like that kid who got caned for spray paint back in the day. Seemed like a walk in the park.
Well,
holy
it's like
shit.
If that kid who had been caned for spray painting, I believe it was in Singapore, had gotten mad and tried to fight one of the cops, they probably would have just restrained him and caned him a few more times. If you do that in Afghanistan, they just cut your head off.
Yeah, you get your head chopped off. So I think you're probably having it a little easier over here, you know?
We're in the end of days, folks. The rapture's coming any day now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
There was an earthquake today that was 6.4 that rocked California. So maybe it's true.
Earthquakes have been going on for fucking 4.5 billion years on this planet, buddy.
Yeah.
Texas had a big one the other day.
Did they really?
It was in the fives, mid fives in West Texas.
Shit, I didn't feel it.
Is that Friday?
No one gives a fuck about West Texas, though.
I agree.
What's there? I don't even know what's
cows
there.
Cows and oil fields.
And cattle. So it was probably fracking.
King Ranch, the 4.6s, and fracking and
seems
oil fields.
Shit, dude. The 4.6s?
Yeah, all I mean, right. We definitely want to make sure we still have beef.
Yes.
Because I'm
first
not.
And foremost.
No, we don't.
Steak
no.
Would, yeah, no.
No,
steak
no,
would be a
beef.
Problem if
fuck
I didn't have
beef.
Steak.
Because the last time we almost didn't have beef, we could have even eaten hippos, as we've spoken about before, because there was a beef shortage.
That's right.
I don't
bring me.
I
hippo.
Heard that hippo meat was fucking tasty.
I want a yes and though. I want beef and hippo.
Yeah,
meat.
And that's fair. Make some sort of a turducken, but with hippo and cow.
Yeah, you would think a fucking full-grown hippo could probably swallow a cow. It's got a big mouth.
Yes, yeah.
Right, or you can cut it open like a tauntaun and stuff the cow inside of it.
Yeah, that'd be a fun thing, too. Either one would be great.
I just want to throw that, like, deeply ignorant barbecue. You know what I mean? Just put a whole fucking cow inside a whole fucking hippo, then put a whole pig inside the cow.
Oh,
like
fuck.
Three pigs inside the cow.
And is it weird that I'm salivating like that? You're speaking my language, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get three meats like that inside
and
each
just
other.
Just a bunch of chicken inside the pigs.
Fuck yes.
Smoke that shit for like fucking 6 days.
Yeah.
Literally.
Put it out on an old gate.
Can we throw that? We might have to go to Africa, but just throw the world's most ignorant barbecue.
How much is hippo meat running for these days?
It's a delicacy in Africa, but you can get it.
Okay. Yeah, and now Colombia, even though it's ravaging their fucking country, have declared it a fucking protected species or some shit, haven't they? It's like
some hippies made sure it was illegal to hunt it.
Yeah, it's like
in Colombia.
Yeah,
give those hippos cocaine, let them tear through the city.
Well, that's the problem. Pablo Escobar brought them over in the
he
first
did.
Place. Yeah, he bought hippos. I don't know why.
Wonderful animals.
Yeah,
they're
beautiful. Like, you got to think at some point, if Texas ever goes under as a state, there's going to be wild fucking tigers everywhere. Because the vast majority of the living tiger population on
Houston,
Earth is here in fucking Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
So if everything goes to shit here, it's going to be like in Colombia. All those hippos are just down there fucking and breeding, going crazy now. We're going to have
down, dude.
We're going to have roving gangs of wild ass tigers who, you know, whatever.
I could be a fucking hippo gang leader for sure, dude. That'd be a blast.
I still want to do that homeless HOA president situation.
I want to do that, but I mean, if you think about it, if you rolled up to some place with a hippo and they owed you money and you were like, look, if you don't pay me the fucking money, I'm going to let this hippo tear through your goddamn house. There's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, there was an episode of Yellowstone like that. Remember when they set the bull loose inside the bar?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. And I think if you did that with a hippo, because they're so big, as soon as you would go, I mean, not you, because you're always carrying like literally on your person all day, but most people, like myself, I've got my gun stashed in a drawer, right? I don't know that I could make it from the front door to the drawer in time before that hippo would smash me to death through the walls.
No, you definitely could not. But also, this fucking 9mm that I carry isn't doing shit to a fucking hippo.
Right?
Yeah.
How many shots would it take to kill a hippo with a 9?
More than I have in this magazine.
No shit.
Unless I mean, you
doesn't
know,
even phase it. It just keeps coming at you.
If I'm unloading
the clip.
Damn, dude. Now we're talking.
If I plugged it in the same general spot 3 or 4 times in the face, then it would fuck it up.
It would fuck it up, but it would still keep going, right?
I mean, the problem is it's a lot more resilient physically than I am, because all it's got to do is charge me and fucking stomp on me once and I'm dead, but I have to shoot him with an actual gun probably 10 times in the fucking face.
Well, the other part of this is if it did die near you and it died on top of you.
Oh, you're fucked. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be crushed to death and there's nothing you can do.
Yep. The best thing to do is to make friends with the hippo and then start breeding with it. And then over time you have a diplomatic solution.
I'd like a mini hippo.
So there's like half Dan, half hippos cruising around.
I'd like I wouldn't want that, but a mini hippo would be sweet. If you know, let's face it, all the cute dogs, they miniaturize now. I'd take a fucking mini hippo in a second, dude.
Like a 60.
Like those mini pigs that are everybody's got. Yeah.
40 to 60 pound hippo, I would take.
Fuck yeah,
I would
assume that. Well, not that big.
Like
25.
Like the size of a medium sized dog.
I want a 25 pound hippo.
I assume that like pigs, I don't know how it works for cows, but like pigs, most of the bacon we eat, that's like a 1-year-old pig.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't get very old.
Mm.
So hippos, you probably wouldn't be eating like a full grown ass, like 10-year-old hippo, right? Like you'd probably be.
Well, he's talking about somebody using one as an enforcer and bringing it to my door and kicking the fucking door down. That's
like a bookie where it's like, hey, dude, you owe me money.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't have it. Oh, well, now I've got to unleash my hippo.
You back up the horse trailer to his front door.
That's it. And let that fucker go nuts, dude. Like,
fair.
Just absolutely tear through the
place.
What
do you name the hippo?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to, you know that it's going to be an enforcer, so it's going to have a tough name. And hippo, you know, people don't know how fucking vicious they are. Can you find some videos on YouTube of hippos being assholes?
Yeah, we're on Patreon, so who cares?
We they're fucking, these
they're
things.
They're fucking gnarly.
Like, you people in Florida, every 2 or 3 years, some fucking dumb kid in at Disneyland gets eaten by an alligator or whatever the fuck, or a crocodile or whatever the fuck's down there.
Yeah, is there a hippo human attack? Do we have that?
Let me
that,
show
Bob?
You this. These hippos fucking up a croc.
All right.
And crocodiles in Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crocodiles in Africa?
They're huge.
They are. Yeah, they will. They would murder any of us without blinking.
Okay.
Like, I mean, they would rip your fucking head off without thinking about it. Fucking commercial, of course. It's on Nat Geo.
No free ads, dude. We don't do ads on Patreon. There we go. All right, pop that up, yeah, because we don't care. It's fucking Patreon.
So these hippos are just hanging out, and they're like, whoa, what's this slithering around?
No shit, dude. Man, they
There's
really...
There's the croc in there.
Oh, boy.
They just tear this motherfucker apart.
Wow, it's not even close. This isn't even close.
This is how the game happened.
Shit, dude.
Remember? Hungry, hungry hippos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This literally is like the real life version of that game.
Holy shit, dude. What in all sincerity, looking at this video,
you don't even see that crocodile.
No, it's dead.
Done.
It's fucking dead. If you dropped a human in there, would they do the same thing to a human?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very territorial.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, here's a hippo versus a lion.
Oh, let's see that, dude. Pop that up.
This hippo's giving birth and the lion's like, looks like some good veal.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the blood and shit.
Hurry up and pop that snack
out. Yeah, pop that snack out for me. Where's the lion at here?
It's coming. It's coming.
All right. Are we going to see the baby hippo too? All
right. Yeah,
so there's the blood.
Afterbirth coming
out.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm all about that afterbirth, dog, on that hippo.
To be honest, if I saw a lion coming after a baby hippo, I'd probably shoot the lion too.
Probably, just because they're cute, right? Yeah. Like, this is the miniature hippo I'm talking about, right?
So here comes the lion's sniffing around. I don't know why this went so shitty.
Oh fuck!
Got him.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that lion's done for the day.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. What is he coming over to apologize?
Why are these lions getting so close to this hippo?
Yeah, I don't know what
they
think they can do.
Do they just not know? Yeah.
It might be a group takedown.
It looks like it. There's a lot of them.
She's definitely stalking his ass now.
Oh. Dude, they do take the hippo down.
Yeah. Well, there's like 60 of them now. Yeah,
you just got
to
wait.
That makes sense. It's going to take 60 lions to take down a hippo. Just the sheer size of those fuckers, man. Its whole head
went inside the hippo's mouth. There it is again.
I know. Look at that.
Like, how do you not just like decapitate that lion?
Even with the 60 lions, though, the hippo's still up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not convinced at this point.
Maybe the hippo might win this.
Yeah, I don't think the lions are going to win.
Man, that was unexpected. This is a great underdog story.
I feel like the hippo could take it out pretty quickly, and it's not.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
She just crushed its skull.
Yeah. They can't even get a good bite on that fucker. Look at that. Like, oh, no, the hippo walked away. He made it out.
The hippo is just annoyed at this point. Is going back to the water. What
I mean, he's scratched up. Holy but like, shit. What's the next one, Bob? Is the hippo dead?
She went into the water
the fucking
and died.
Thing? Oh. Show it.
Let out in the water.
Damn it, man.
That's a nice meal for the family, though.
It is, dude. A dead hippo like that?
That's a big one.
Fuck.
Good for them.
Fucking A.
I mean, they put the work in. A couple of people lost their heads for it.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here's what I was talking about. Oh, I think we found it.
Is this where the hippo fucking tears his face off?
Let's watch.
No, it's fine, but we still have an audio show, so I've got to report what's going on. Does it tear the fucking lion's head off?
Where is it?
Dope as shit.
Wow, this is 3.5 minutes.
That's the little hippo I was talking about. So that's what I want, dude. I want a nice little 25 pounder kind of rolling around.
Do you think that
put it in the bathtub.
Well, is there a council of animals that are upset with the animal on animal violence? Like too many Jewish tigers are being targeted at this point?
I don't think so.
How does that work?
I don't think so.
Oh, look at that fat little piece of shit. See, that's the good size. That's about 45 to 65 pounds, somewhere in that range.
That one's something all scratched up. That's the lions, dude. So that's, okay, that's the aftermath of what those lions did to that fucking hippo.
Yeah. Right. I want one that's not all scratched up, obviously.
Damn, now birds are picking off of the goddamn thing.
It's delicious, man.
The life of a hippo sucks. Look at that.
It's not ideal.
I mean, you just got to stay with the rest of the hippos. No fucking animal is coming near a group of hippos.
Yeah.
That would be absolute suicide.
Don't leave the herd.
Now, this hippo's pissed off that it killed their... I think this is the hippo's mom is what the caption said. So they're eating his mom.
Okay. Well, then I'd go fuck and that thing up. It's his turn.
These lions are fat and they're full.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to...
Oh, tell me he bites his fucking head off right there. Is that what he's going to do? Is he going to bite his fucking head off?
No, he's going to run away.
Hold on. Damn it, dude. I don't like that.
By the way, that hippo's kind of outrunning a lion, so if you think you can outrun a hippo, the answer's no.
You should...
Shit.
We find a video of one swimming after those people.
Yeah, was there a person that actually got fucking eaten? Because I'd love to see that.
Well, you're not going to find that on YouTube. You might find it on Live Leak or some shit, but just on YouTube, if you can find one where once... There's a video where once chasing some fucking...
A human?
It's a boat full of humans.
No shit.
Yeah, and the hippos is faster
than
the
boat. There it is. It's right there.
Wow. And they're in a fucking boat? Oh, shit. Man, they can fucking move, dude.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker.
Damn.
Moving through the water. That's that fat piece of shit you just saw on land is moving like this through fucking water.
Wow.
After a motorboat.
After a fucking motorboat.
Look
that's probably going like, what, 15, 20 miles per hour?
Something
like that.
Shit. Look at that pop up out of the water. God damn it.
Yeah. Fuck that.
How can they swim that fast?
I don't know. Maybe they're different underwater.
He just Michael Phelps that whole boat, dude.
I'm different.
Maybe they got flippers when they go underwater.
Son of a bitch, man. Yeah, but you give me a nice little 25 pounder for Christmas, that'd be a great little gift. You know, I'd take care of that thing. How long do they live? What's the average life of a hippo?
Probably 65 years.
I was going
to
say
40 to 50
old.
Years in the wild.
Oh, in the wild.
So yeah, you could probably get it up to 60, you know.
In my house, yeah.
Yeah, if you feed it nothing but other hippos, I guess, to maintain its strength. Or
good Lord.
Feed it hippo baby blood.
Yeah, you'd have to give it something special. You couldn't get like flank steaks from HEB. Skirt steaks, you know. You'd have to kick it up a notch. Probably get those New York strips for that thing.
What do hippos eat in the wild?
People.
Actually, I don't know. Leaves and shit?
Yeah, it's like plants and shit. Because one of the reasons they wanted to bring the hippos to America is to eat all these fucking flowers that were like, and vines that were like clogging up American waterways.
Yeah.
Why did Escobar want those fucking things?
Because he's billionaire.
Yeah, he was high on bored. Cocaine and, you know, why did coke dealers want a tiger?
That's great. No, I get it, dude. If I was on coke right now and you offered me the chance, like if I had the money and I was on coke and I was like, oh, hey, dude, Can I get a hippo over here?
So you have a giant cocaine-funded living room with a tiger cage in it, and you get to fuck beside a tiger.
If it was possible to get hippos when I'm high on cocaine, that's probably in the top five things I'd ask.
Like a swimming pool, but with a glass, and there's hippos like on the other side of it?
Yeah. Now, this all makes total sense.
Can you imagine, like, fuck putting some guy on his knees and putting a bullet in the back of his head? Can you imagine tossing your enemies into a hippo pit?
Bro.
I imagine it every day.
Yeah.
Fuck you talking about?
That'd be the best, dude. Holy shit.
This is why.
And especially high on cocaine, watching one of your enemies getting eaten by a group of hippos.
Yep.
Is there anything better in this world?
No, probably not.
Beat sex.
Especially if you could, like, here's what I would do. I would build a circular pit, right? That's kind of small. Maybe the total circumference is 6 feet or something like that. And you just crane lower the guy into that. Then it is really hungry, hungry hippo.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're just snapping at the guy and shit. And then you make it so that the ring gets smaller and smaller. Until the hippos get to them. That would be a very good interrogation technique, because I can tell you what people don't want, and that's to get eaten by a goddamn hippo.
And also, the smallness of the circle starts to get to people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Claustrophobia, Beast. Yeah, he does that in all of his videos when he's giving out the millions of dollars. He shrinks the circles. So the people get claustrophobic, and they're too tight. They're too close to each other. But yeah, with a fucking human and a bunch of hippos, dude, let's go, man.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Fucking blast.
I'm into it.
I wanted to ask you, did you see Avatar over the weekend?
No.
Okay, so I saw it. I was talking about it on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier this morning, and I didn't like it, man. I think you should skip it. Like, it's cool visually, I guess, but it's the same shit from 09. I think you're good, man.
I'm sure it's exactly the same movie.
It is.
With just a couple, like the antagonist is slightly different, and the protagonist now doesn't have...
Same people.
It'll be... He's got to do some other new rite of passage, which I believe, from what I can tell from the goddamn previews, is that it's to unite all the other clans or whatever the fuck.
No, he's actually hiding. Mm. And so he goes to the other clans for protection.
Well, that's
the
what
whole
I'm saying.
Thing is bullshit. Yeah,
that's
bullshit.
What I'm saying. So,
bullshit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it'll be a fun movie, I'm sure.
The military aspect is really ramped up in this one.
And, good.
No, it's not good, because the guy comes over, right? It's the same dude, and he's just like, I want Sam Huntington or Worthington.
What guy? Giovanni Ribisi?
No.
No, the fucking dude, the old dude is back.
The old dude is back.
How? He stabbed him through the fucking chest.
Exactly. Exactly. He's alive.
In the first one. How is he alive?
He's alive.
They rebuilt him bigger, stronger, faster?
They did, as an avatar, so now he's an avatar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There we go.
And so he goes over there, and he makes it perfectly clear, I just want this one guy. And so this one guy, instead of... You know, just going to the dude, he puts the entire planet at risk and everything else, and it makes zero sense whatsoever.
Mm.
All of it was bullshit.
When will Dan's hat be back in the store? You're talking about this hat, the defund politicians black on black one? I think it's still in the store.
Yeah, it should be in there.
Let me check.
We got a bunch of wild shit in the store. Like, if you're trying to get it for a stocking stuffer, though, I will say it's too late. If you're at thedrinkingbros.com. And you click on the store, it's too late there. However, you can submit all of your Drinking Bro of the Week there. So that's all good. And we read them live on air. And then we just pull them up. And whatever happens, happens here. Mm-hmm. Who do we got here this week, dude, on the fucking show? Let's see. Drinking Bro of the Week form. We have two. We've been reading a couple extra because it's Christmas. It's Christmas. This one... Chris Martin from Colorado. I feel like we've had Chris Martin on the show before. Did I make fun of the fact that he's got the same name as the lead singer of Coldplay?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Says he's nominating. He's a day one homie. He's nominating Amanda Martin. Reason for the nomination. Hey, guys. I'd like to give my late wife, Amanda, the drinking bro of the week. I lost her last year on Christmas Eve. She was one of the strongest people I've ever met. I'm a former Navy... Corman
mm-hmm.
with
medic.
Yeah. With two tours in Afghanistan. I was injured in 2011 and ended up getting medically retired. I met Amanda in 2016 and she literally saved my life. I was in a horrible place in my life at the time. She made me whole again. Losing her is the hardest thing I've ever been through. Please, please make her the drinking bro of the week. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it. And cheers. Cheers to you. Absolutely. Again, if you go to drinkingbros.com and then just submit it, it'll come in live. And we'll read two, since two came in back to back within 1 minute of each other. This one is from Travis Riley of Wisconsin, member of Drinking Bros for 6 months, and is nominating Mitch Atkins. Reason for the nomination, Mitch and I have been boys for years. He turned me on to your podcast a few months back. He's been listening since the early days. Today, his wife is in labor in the hospital and shooting a baby out, is what he says. This motherfucker just sent me a picture of himself drinking a Bush beer in the labor room. That's amazing. Thanks and congrats to Mitch. Congrats, Mitch and Travis, and congrats to you guys out there. Again, if you want to submit to Drinking Bro of the Week, just go to drinkingbros.com. There's a submission form there. Once you fill it out, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. It comes directly to us, and we'll read it live on air. And while you're there, peruse the store there at drinkingbros.com. Get some shirts and some hoodies. Is the Good Hole shirt in? Because wasn't that from the Christmas show the other night?
Oh, yeah, it's in.
It
if
is.
If you go to all products and sort by newness, new to old,
okay,
you'll see it.
All right. Yeah, if you missed the Christmas special the other night, it was out of control.
Yeah.
We did post it, and it's still in the charts, so it's doing well. I was pretty blotto during that, so I don't remember a whole lot. And there it is on screen there. It's my turn on the Good Hole. And I think that was Bob who said that, right?
Yeah. So, and it comes in all the different variety of things that we make. We also have Wood Chipper 2024 on there.
Yeah.
Which is for pedophiles. Pedophiles should be executed, and preferably in the most painful way possible.
Yeah, Wood Chipper's great. A Wood Chipper's great. It's perfect for it. Yes. But yeah, all the shirts are on there. That was a quick turnaround, you guys. Holy shit. That was Friday. Today's what, Tuesday?
Mm.
Yeah. And then quick reminder here. We will do fake news this week. That'll be our last show of the year. Everybody's off until, I think we're back on January 4th, because this, I know the 2nd is a federal holiday, so people will be flying back on the 3rd, employees, all that stuff. Joel is flying to where? Romania? Croatia?
Prague.
Oh, Prague. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that he has to go pick up his mail order bride.
Yeah, dude, that they're married. She should live here now. What's the story there?
Right.
Working on it.
Joel, you working on it?
I'm working on it.
Is it cheaper? Is it like if you order a Domino's pizza for pickup? Right.
Not sure how that works. Not sure how that works. Lovely lady.
Yeah, $7.99 carry out only deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Hot and ready, yeah, baby.
Hot and ready, dude. Hot and ready. Little Caesars is the official pizza of the NFL, and it's still the best. I had it the other day at somebody's house, and I was like, God damn it, man. I still love it. You can't make me not love it.
I would eat a Little Caesars pizza anytime.
Anytime. So, yes, Thursday we will do fake news. That'll be our last show until Wednesday, January 4th. Wednesday we are fully back and all that other stuff. And, you know, back at it for the new year. Got to have a couple weeks off here during the year because we don't take any time off, obviously, except for federal holidays. But also, nobody listens to podcasts over there. So hopefully you're enjoying your family and all that other stuff. We will be live here in, what you reckon, 15 minutes on Drinking Bros Sports on YouTube. They've never fucked with that channel, therefore we left it. Now, the other one is a goddamn mess. But sports, they've never fucked with. We've also never had the Hunter Biden whistleblower on sports, but maybe we will. What do you think his golf picks are like? You know, he's got the Scottish hat.
Well, he's blind.
Yeah, he's blind. Well, so that's true.
That's not really helpful.
Probably not that good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think he watches sports.
Well, look, guys, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Why didn't we ask him how blind he was?
Well, when his two eyes were looking off in different directions, yeah. I kind of just guessed. So, at that
by
point.
How does one become an IT repairman while blind.
While being blind.
Right.
For the love of the game, baby. What
yeah,
mean?
Dude. Yeah.
He's in it to win it, bitch.
Yeah. Do you want me to ask somebody next time how blind they are? I will.
Yeah.
I will.
How, on a scale of one, by the way, someone.
I should have.
Depending
I
on should've. How blind
I'm sorry
he is.
I didn't do that.
Depending on how blind he is, someone should walk up. Someone who can do a really good Hunter Biden impression should just walk by him on the street and be like, hey. You know, just say hi to him.
I mean,
be like, you hey, could, long time no see, but you, in a Hunter Biden voice.
You could just smoke crack.
And just see where it takes you.
I was going to say, I've only heard Hunter Biden say one line, and he goes, it's 20.7. It's not 20.7. It's 20 point. It's not including the bag. It's light. That's it. So unless he said that phrase, I wouldn't know.
All right.
I don't think I've ever heard his speaking voice, actually. Like, at a speech or anything, have you?
No. I think he was in a video for Joe Biden at the DNC or whatever, but I don't remember what the fuck he said.
I missed that somehow. I don't know what I was doing that night. Oh, not caring. That's what I was doing, not caring. Not caring about anything that Hunter Biden had to say. So maybe next time. But we appreciate you tuning in. As always, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Spotify is almost caught up with iTunes already. Mm-hmm. And Spotify just started doing reviews this year.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys. Once we hit 10,000, I'll stop fucking asking. But man, there's other shows like that Mr. Ballin podcast that's got like 20,000 mm-hmm. reviews. Dan Cummins, all those guys, 20,000 reviews. How the fuck do they do it? I barely leave reviews.
Pay people?
No, they don't.
No, I mean,
they take it down.
No, I mean, pay people as in they do giveaways and shit. Probably.
Oh, do they really? Yeah.
I mean, that's a smart thing to do. We just don't give a fuck.
It is. I mean, the advertisers care. So
it's too much work.
Let me know if you want something, dude, and we'll try to get you there.
Well, we have probably 1,000 Drinking Bro shot glasses here.
Okay.
We have coolers here. I mean, at the studio, we have coolers, coffee mugs, glassware, all sorts of shit that, you know, if people wanted it, you can come try and take it from me and I'll fucking beat your... No,
yeah,
you can
exactly.
Come. You can come. We'll give you giveaways.
I tell you what, dude. If you come into the studio, because everybody has a phone, why don't we ask everybody that comes in to watch the live shows just to leave a fucking review?
I guess.
And then we'll give you a shot glass. Do that. At least you can come and hang with us. And then next year will be a blast. Heading to Arizona in February for the Super Bowl and the Waste Management. And I think the Final Four, because it's in Houston this year.
Yep.
So that'll be in April. So we'll be out and about in the new year. I believe you'll be in SHOT Show in January. So if you're out in Vegas, want to stop by and meet D'Anthony Holloway, we'll keep you abreast on all that sitch. A lot of people asking about the Georgia-Ohio State game. I'm not certain on that one if I'll be in attendance for that. Not sure that's going to shake out. I'll give you an answer today, though, 15 minutes on sports. But if I was more confident, I would definitely be there. But since I'm not, I don't know. I don't know, damn it. And plus, it's on New Year's Eve at 8 o'clock. Was my wife going to fucking hate me if I just bounced on New Year's? And
what
I was
do
like,
you?
Hey.
What do married couples with three young children usually do on New Year's? It's not like you're burning it down.
No, we'll usually get together with some other kids and have like a kids thing. And it's fun. The adults drink and the kids run around and, you know, fucking play hide and go seek and everything else. So, yeah. I mean, if I left then I would just be leaving my wife with three children. So am I a terrible person?
Yes.
Why? It's the playoffs, you know? It's the playoffs.
What's her version?
It's not practice.
What's her version of the playoffs?
Oh, boy.
At what point is she leaving the three kids at home with you alone and going out?
There is no version of that.
Yeah.
There's none. So maybe answer
that. That might be the problem. If we're weighing the scales using Lady Justice here, maybe invent some playoffs for her. And then you can get away with whatever you want to do.
I've tried. I was like, hey, dude, do they do anything for like the Real Housewives shit? Like, I'll send you there. I'll get you tickets for that. Like, do you want to go to a reunion show? It was like, they don't do tickets for that. It's not live. And I was like, all right.
What if we just go sit outside one of their houses?
I know. I was like, well, what if we get them on the show? What if I get a desperate housewife on the show? Is that good enough?
We should start tailgating celebrities' homes.
You know, when in L.A., because they've got the map of the stars, mm-hmm. and you can go and do that and shit.
You can't loiter there. You can just drive by it.
You can't. You can go. They'll let you out. So you can take a picture and run of the house, which is still super odd to me. But yeah, they won't let you fucking rage in the yawn.
If I lived there and people were trying to do that in front of my house, I would put giant fucking floodlights that washed out any kind of camera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but fuck you. Don't come take a picture of my house.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking brutal.
Either that or I would have hippos loose out in the front yard.
Yeah, a nice hippo would solve that situation. Yeah. Let it loose on the bus. Thanks for joining us, kids. Live on Drinking Bros Sports here in 15 minutes for the college football show. We'll see you over there. We appreciate you joining us. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.